IDDISH, a mishmash language made up of words from various other languages, including Russian, German, Polish, and Hebrew. So children literally learned Hebrew in school and taught their parents. By 1960, over 1 million immigrants had arrived in Israel since statehood was declared. Of that number, 431,000 came from Europe, beginning with 100,000 refugees from the German concentration camps that managed to live somehow. Not always the best of human beings survived. And about 500,000, 1.5 million, came from Asia and North Africa. 13,000 Jews came from North and South America. Every Jew admitted to Israel becomes a citizen with the right to vote upon entry. Non-Jews, once admitted, must wait 3 years for citizenship. And that's a misnomer. There are all sorts of barriers to non-Jews becoming citizens. There's also all sorts of barriers if you are dark-skinned, Sephardic Jew. Black Jews have a real difficult time. One group wrote us, as you know, some years ago, they were in almost total poverty in Israel. It's overcrowded, between 3.5 and 4 million people in a small area of only 7,992 square miles, not one-tenth of the living space that we have in Guyana, and Guyana has only less than one-fourth of the population. Vast, riches, fertile territory. Remember, the most important news probably is Andrew Young asked your neighbor how he got his foot in his mouth because of his decent side speaking out about the thousands of political prisoners in the USA, and he's now under fire from all elements of the government, President, Secretary of State, and the Congress demanding his impeachment. End of the news and commentary. There'll be no more news. So get caught up with the other news. Ask for what you need from Teresa. Go back to Vernetta or Teresa to find out what has been given since last Saturday's test, so you'll be prepared. I love you very much. To be replayed, it's not news. It's just an announcement of those who did not turn in the papers on self-analysis. I've had some extraordinary good papers. But everyone who did not turn it in, you will have to give Ava, I'm looking at your names, looking at these papers, and these are some that have not turned their papers in, so you will meet in the Rice Pavilion for classes tonight and the school pavilion. The theater pavilion will be utilized for a showing of Senator McCarthy, a movie about him, a very good one, being that we're seeing the revival of McCarthyism, which is so frustrating. You have liberalism in the 30s, then followed by a horribly conservative period, then liberalism in the 40s, followed by the horrible McCarthy era, and liberalism in the 60s, and now followed by this awful reactionary and racist new McCarthy era. The Assistant Administrator of Entertainment has suggested synchronization of these films with our topics, and being that there is a witch hunt going on in USA to try to destroy blacks and all social reformers, not to mention socialists, it's important that you understand Senator McCarthy. It's a good movie. It was a movie, and it's fantastically done, accurate. Doesn't show him even as evil as he is, and he almost took over the United States. Of course, someone is waiting to do the same again after the period of anti-hero is completely successful in removing all living and dead heroes. undoubtedly we'll see in this reactionary period. And unfortunately, the Democrats always have to prove that they're very heartily anti-communist and anti-socialist. They have to prove some way that they're not soft on socialism or not soft on blacks. And all of it, always our most repressive periods have come right during the Democratic administration. McCarthy was during the Truman Democratic administration. It was Truman that dropped the horrible bombs that destroyed two cities in seconds. He had to prove his patriotism. Democrats, even though they're nothing more than two sides of the same capitalistic coin, they feel a necessity to show their patriotism. Thus, it's important that we synchronize, correlate our movies with our topics. I welcome any input from the teachers and others. Now, these are people who will have to take the extra class besides those who failed. And Comrade Vernetta will tell you some very good people failed the test. We just want to keep working with you until you can read and write accurately. Don't feel any stigma about failing the test. And if there are some that are having particular problems, pressures about the test, don't hesitate to write me any suggestions. I do make exceptions when someone has a particular health problem, but I want to be sure that it is bona fide, that it is justified, because we all need to get the knowledge. I don't like to have to test you every week, but we have found a definite increase in knowledge throughout the entire community since we have had certain required things like required television, and they're good movies that we see, and required tests. So those who had difficulty and failed the test will meet in the Rice Pavilion for the extra 3.5-hour session, because part of your time will count. I've been generous in counting some of the time, the television time that you saw Malcolm. You must write a paper or give orally satisfactory comprehension to your teacher in your special classes, those that failed the course, as I say some beautiful people do, who just have learning difficulties, but you're great producers. And in time, we will not have so much pressure about testing when we've gotten certain basics across. That's a fact. And we are seeing improvement. So if all of you will note this last 2 days, less emphasis on lots of news and encouraging you to go back and pick up all that's been given since Saturday to be prepared for a test in the theater pavilion tomorrow night. Now, these people have not turned in their paper unless there's a very definite reason that is acceptable by me and the triumvirate. We will not use the word troika. I like it, but it's not effective. Triumvirate is an English word that means the same, the three. Those who are at the top of the administrative channel. And anyone who has difficulty with the administrative process, if you have criticisms, write them up. I will, as busy as I am, I've got before me well over 200 sheets of paper right now, and these, I'm not talking about the self-evaluation, it's just reports and problem areas, stateside, Georgetown, so forth. So write up anything you have. No one is above criticism. Nothing is above being changed. But don't bring up criticism for petty reasons. I count on you not doing that. Now, these people did not turn in their papers, so they must take the extra class. You were told you had to have it in last night. I have to follow regulations. And this shows you, even when I give you loving but firm guidelines, some people don't respond to love. We ought to appreciate the nonviolent atmosphere that I've had here for months won't tolerate even the slightest violence between people. Now, you must take the class. Tommy Bogue, Kenny Reed, Calvin Douglas, Fareen Douglas, Joyce Douglas, Vicki Marshall, Florine Dyson, John Gardner, Clifford Giggs not here. Yes, no, he's not here. Neither is Chuck Bikeman, Philip Blakey, Tim Carter, Patty Cartmell, got in late, doesn't know about it. Her daughter's not here. Sandra Cobb not here. Sandra Jones, rather. Cobb, whatever she chooses. Kim Fye, Stanley Gigg, Armando Griffith, Emmett Griffith, Eddie Crenshaw, Leanne Harris, Paulette Jackson, Ralph Jackson not here, Tommy Johnson, tell them about this, Karen Layton not here, Lisa Layton not here, Yvonne Morrison, if she's feeling better, she was in SCU, Herbert Newell, Versi Perkins not here, Albert Touche, Debbie Touche, Jan Wilsey, Tim Swinney. Now these people who've been working so feverishly hard to unload our beautiful new freighter will give you time extension, but I'd like to get it as soon as possible. Now I'm back to the list of those who were here, and I have no excuse before me, so you must take this extra 3.5 hour class tonight in the Rice Pavilion while we're watching the movie on McCarthy. I would encourage you to see it. It's not demanded, but I would encourage you to see it because you'll get points for being there. If you get warning or something or have other problems where you falter in your test, if you're there, it will count. I count a lot of things as testing evaluation. I encourage all to be in the pavilion. We'll see how many come voluntarily. So few do, that's why I often have to require that you all come. Aaron Hendricks, Kathy Jackson, Earl Johnson, Gary Johnson, James Johnson, Emma Kennedy, Demonthides Catullus, Gloria Lacey, Gordon Lockett, Vincent Lopez, Diane Lundquist, Willie Malone, Danny Marshall, Diana Marshall, L.V. McInnes, Jerry Ray, Aquanetta Robertson, Santiago Rosa, Joyce Touche, Charlie Touche, Mike Touche, Cornelius Truss, Mary Wotherspoon, Marvin Gennaro, Marcy Simon, Jewel Simpson, James Smith, Richmond Stahl. Now, some of you, as I say, are involved with special tasks, but this must be excused by me, by the office, if I'm willing to take the time when I really can't even sleep these days. I'm not able to sleep for the worries of our people back there on my mind, because it's a dark, dark, or a white, white period, whatever you want to call it. It's horrible. And I can't rest for thinking about it. I would have to take sedations that would kill me to get the proper rest that I need. Don't have to worry about it too much of late because I haven't had the time. But please cooperate with loving requirements. A community has to follow rules to succeed. Once we get the knowledge that we're supposed to have, a great deal of the emphasis will stop and there'll be shorter news periods. Again, be reminded, no child is allowed to call another child capitalist. No member of the cooperative is allowed to call another member capitalist. This will be name-calling in the same category of name-calling and teasing. We will not tolerate this labeling. We want positive reinforcement for socialism, showing its benefits rather than associating it wrongly with pain and sacrifice. Like Victor Hara, we need to point out that Victor Hara had a great, rich life. He was fulfilled. He went around the world. He served his life. He had more in his years on this planet than most people are able to get in 70. I gave you the three rich people just today that were miserably unhappy, who never took any stands, who were firmly in the capitalist camp. Happiness is in being true to one's conscience, because as Andrew Young said today, he was in a conscience prison, a prison of conscience. He wasn't being true to himself, and nothing is more fulfilling than being true to yourself. He went all over the beautiful nation of Chile, teaching the children, singing. He had a love for nature and life. Victor Jara was enriched and blessed by being a socialist. Not just that he was willing to sacrifice, but life had taken on such meaning, such purpose, socialism had given him such purpose that his sacrifice was easy. He could sing. He showed that he could sing, even in the midst of what was rather quick, because the slow passage of blood is not a greatly painful thing. And we don't want the children to see that all socialists die or have their hands cut off. Many are living rich lives, have led successful guerrilla revolutions, and are living as the president of Yugoslavia, who's been a champion of liberation, anti-Nazi fighter. He's 86 years of age and doesn't look 60. So all socialists do not die young. And the socialists here have a good chance of living long lives if we will cooperate in this loving environment, make it more loving, and keep ourselves in total solidarity. Solidarity is our solution. If we're unified, nothing. We've seen it. No matter what and how many, when even we were attacked from within and without, this country and outside, now this country has been very, very cooperative. But even then, we were able to survive because of total solidarity. And we must have that. I'll be asking Comrade Hugh Fortson for an important mission. Mike Brooks will be contacting you about it. Much love. The news will be given at 6, and then it will be replayed once publicly. Then you can ask at various times later in the evening what you would like to have in terms of the news from Vernetta, find out what you've missed, or Teresa King, and they'll replay what the greatest number need. The pictures of the boat, our beautiful freighter, have been given to Nancy Sines to mount for people to see. It will give you a real sense of pride and accomplishment, because some of you can't go down to our dock at the port of Kaituma and see it. Maria is doing an inventory of all the kinds of records people have in their files. All must tell Maria as soon as possible what you have and give her utter cooperation on this. This is an order of the office. Much love. Thank you.